The 1977 TV miniseries Roots told the story of a young African man, Kunta Kinte, sold into slavery in America. It was adapted from the Alex Haley novel, and on Memorial Day, the History Channel debuted its take on the classic. The new Roots aired over four nights from May 30th through June 2nd. The goal was to reimagine the story to reach a new audience. Here's from the new Roots. Kunta Kinte, played by Malachi Kirby, is told, trying to hold on to his identity as the plantation overseer Connolly, played by Tony Curran, beats him because he won't answer to the new name he's been given.
Your name is Toby. Now tell me your name.
I'm Kunta Kinte.
That's not your name. Toby's your name. Now what is your name?
Kunta Kinte.
The new Roots from the History Channel. Joining me now from Atlanta for perspective on the new telling, showing, is Stephanie Dunn, Associate Professor, Director of the Cinema, Television, and Emerging Media Studies Program at Morehouse College. She's author of Bad Bitches and Sassy Super Mamas. Stephanie Dunn, welcome to On Point. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Tom.
It's always hard to listen to that whip come down. What do you make of the new Roots, and how's it like and unlike the original that was such a sensation in this country decades now ago?
Wow, I think that it was, as I said in my article about it, that I thought that it was an important step to remake it and that it was timely. But of course, it is vastly different, and it was supposed to be because the executive producer, whose father produced the first Roots, wanted to make it so that it would visually, I think, and in terms of production value, speak to this current generation in a way that the sort of, I think, dated look perhaps of the 1977 Roots no longer did.
Describe it just visually, Stephanie. What is that difference? How have tastes or techniques changed? What's the difference in the visual presentation that comes across?
Sure. I think one of the things that you will note in the current Roots is just really the use of even color. When we talk about the costumes, and of course the great costume designer Ruth Carter was led the team that did the designing for the new Roots. But there's this sort of difference in terms of the treatment even of the colors that you will see the enslaved draped in throughout the miniseries. But it's also about, you know, production value in terms of what was possible now and that wasn't in 1977. So you can see the bigger budget in terms of the technological sort of uses now that makes this a very brilliantly sort of vivid reimagining to look at. And things like makeup, for example, which I think now when you watch the 1977 Roots, and when I watched it even years later as a really young adult, I kind of laughed because the way that they aged the black folk on the original Roots was a little absurd. And I understood they were trying to make the transition in time, right? Mm-hmm. But it was really heavy-handed.
I mean, sort of rudimentary techniques of makeup and all.
A little bit there. Yeah. It looked superficial, you know, in a way.
Yeah, but it hardly mattered at the time. It made such an impact. It was such a breakthrough. Here's just a little bit from the 1977 miniseries. Kunta Kinte, the main character, has just been born in Africa. His father's brought him outside to name him under the stars.
You are Kunta Kinte, son of Moran Binta Kinte, grandson of Kairaba Kunta Kinte. And Aisa, you must always honor your ancestors, the ones who love you and watch over you. Your name is your spirit. Your name is your shield.
Stephanie, forgive me, that's from the new Roots presentation. Your name is your spirit, your name is your shield. Does a different sensibility just roll on from there? Is there a different treatment of how the experience is understood, emerge in the new one?
I don't think so. Here's the thing that is the same, and that is the truth of the story. the truth of the story, the both the beauties, the trauma, the difficult sojourn of a family, right, in what was just an extremely sort of tragic and brutal, mm-hmm. right, journey mm-hmm. from Africa to here, that remains the same. Roots 1977, Roots 2016. Mm-hmm. And I think just the power in which Haley drew, you know, this portrait, and the fact that he was able to put those pieces together, you know, pieces that remain broken for so many African Americans who have not yet been able to trace back
yeah.
our histories in quite that way. So that still resonates and travels from 77 to the 2016 version. I think what is different in some ways is not only the look, but it's the nuances of the story that were tapped in this new one. For example, there is a little bit more sort of, I think, trying to show and tease out life in Africa before the Middle Passage.
Mm-hmm.
So we see a little bit more treatment, even in terms of the Africans and, you know, their relationship with guns and getting the guns right from the Europeans. And we see about a little bit about Kunta Kinte's family and the rituals of, you know, moving from boyhood to manhood and just sort of a kind of a different little way. We see things like him wanting to go, you know, he wants to go study at Timbuktu.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we would have imagined something like that being an aspect of being spoken to in the original, you know, that this conflict between he and the family, when he does, quote, become a man, he doesn't just want to settle down, you know, right, and take his place in the village. He wants to go study at the greatest learning center in the world.
And, of course, there were great libraries in Timbuktu back in the day. Does it still feel revelatory, or does it feel at this point, we know this history, and now we're just taking another walk through it?
We do not know this history. My argument is that what we know is that this history existed. But because in American culture, and I think largely this goes from education to popular culture, we have consistently not gone there. Into what even Quentin Tarantino, when he did Django, called, you know, slavery, you know, hell, right? Mm-hmm. We have consistently refused to go to, quote, the hell of slavery in this country. So there has been relatively little treatment, if you will, of slavery in popular culture. And I think that we might get a little bit confused because Underground is on WGN and there's this Roots remake. Nate Parker's Birth of a Nation is about to come out, and we think we've dealt with slavery, but we have not.
It all comes back in remade form in the latest version of Roots from the History Channel. Stephanie Dunn, thanks for looking at it for a minute with us today. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Stephanie Dunn, Professor, Director of the Cinema, Television, and Emerging Media Studies Program at Morehouse College.